SPLM Secretary of Political Affairs, Kwal Atimbol, said all chief whips for the other parties in the National Assembly should work with the ruling SPLM party to isolate independent candidates. Bol instructed one of the government's chief whips, Rebecca Joshua Okwach, to ensure lawmakers adhere to his order. Okwach confirms she received the letter from Bol, adding that the system of governance in South Sudan is based on power sharing.
It's normal. The SPLM is in a government of partnership. And you are also aware of that based on the agreement. And if the parties believe that let us put forward our candidates based on the selections that we have done during the primary, it's also encouraging to reflect in spirit that the parties that are signatories to the agreement had worked together to ensure that we apportion 9 members that are required by IALA.
Pok Both Balwang is the director for information for the SPLM in opposition. He says the directives from President Kiir's party is against the democratic process for the elections.
It's a grave violation to a democratic process. As a democratic movement, we think that, you know, the SPLM should follow our footsteps of the SPLM IO. This is election, and for us, if it is transparent and fair election, we will accept the result. This is the main core of election. It should be transparent, and everyone has to demonstrate his constitutional right for voting.
Albino Akol Atak, a spokesperson for the other political parties, one of the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement, says qualified candidates should be allowed to run for the IALA seats.
It should be actually free. The MPs have the right to vote for any candidate that suits their aspiration. And this is the diversity that we are following.
Some independent candidates vying for IALA seats say they are not surprised by the threats from President Kiir's SPLM party. Tek Chan is an independent candidate running for a seat on the East African Legislative Assembly.
To me, as a person, as an independent candidate, it boosts also my confidence, because I know in the parliament, the MPs in the parliament are sound-minded people. They are South Sudanese, and they know the people who are contesting, whether you are from the party or you are independent, you are also a South Sudanese. So the choice later will be who to present them best in East Africa community.
Chan says the vote is by secret ballot, and therefore MPs should not feel threatened by the directives from President Kiir's party. Advocate Isa Musumil Sebit, a legal practitioner in South Sudan, says if the lawmakers obey the directive, some people will take legal action.
If the TNLA decides to follow exactly what the SPLM instructed them and vote and block or isolate this, then it gives room for people, for interested litigants to go to the East African Court of Justice.
East African member states are required to elect 9 members in the national parliament to represent their countries in the regional East African Legislative Assembly. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.